The felt of a poker table, that emerald green expanse, often feels like a battlefield where information is the most prized weapon. Nowhere is this more apparent than on the flop, the pivotal moment when three community cards burst onto the scene, transforming abstract possibilities into tangible realities. For those unfortunate enough to be out of position, a situation where you are forced to act before your opponent on every subsequent betting round, the battle for information and control intensifies. Yet, within this disadvantage lies a potent weapon, a counterpunch that can rattle even the most confident adversary, the check raise. A check raise is not merely a sequence of actions, it's a statement. A calculated deception designed to extract maximum value or to forcefully seize the pot. It begins with a feigned indifference, a casual check as if your hand holds no immediate interest. This seemingly passive move is a lure, an invitation for your opponent to commit chips, to reveal a sliver of their hand's strength or weakness. Once they take the bait and bet, you unleash the raise, a sudden, aggressive move that shatters the illusion of passivity. This 1-2 punch often communicates immense strength, suggesting you were merely setting a trap, allowing your opponent to walk right into your powerful hand. It's a move that, when executed correctly, can make opponents question their entire strategy, turning their perceived advantage of position into a liability. The inherent disadvantage of being out of position OOP stems from the simple fact that you act first. You are forced to make decisions with less information than your opponent, who gets to see your action before making their own. This informational asymmetry typically favors the in-position player. However, the check raise, when wielded skillfully, can flip this dynamic on its head. It allows you to build a larger pot when you hold a monster, as you leverage your opponent's bet to inflate the pot before you raise. It's a cunning way to extract value, often from hands that might have folded to a direct bet. Furthermore, it forces your opponent to react to your aggression rather than dictating the pace themselves. The initial check also serves as an information-gathering tool. Their bet, or lack thereof, provides crucial clues about their hand's strength and their willingness to commit. Beyond value, the check raise is a formidable bluffing tool. The sudden shift from passivity to aggression often screams strong hand, inducing opponents to fold marginal or even decent holdings out of fear. They must contend with the possibility that you flopped a monster, a fear amplified by the deceptive nature of the check raise. Finally, it serves as a protective measure for strong but vulnerable hands. Imagine holding a flush draw on a board with several other drawing possibilities. A check raise not only charges opponents with draws of their own to see the next card, but also denies,